Good morning, good morning. We're so glad that you joined us here on the TMC call. Let us go to prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for waking this morning. Lord, we need you right now. We need you in everything we do, Lord. We understand. We appreciate you. We need you for every time we wake up, love and understanding everybody. Lord, we need your time to refresh our lives and being with us. As we go through this day doing what, Lord, you asked us to do and be with you, we are filled with your healing love and joy and goodness. We pray, God, that you, the Father, that we provide and express our love to each and everyone that we come in contact with. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family and their connection with International Artist Life. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Robinson, Dr. Vanessa Rutherford for their vision, Lord, for this TMC call. We pray for the speaker to download a beautiful word this morning in the telecommunications sector. We thank you for the TMC prayer warriors, the guests, and artist family that joined us this morning. God, we thank you that you understand what we are going through. God, we want you to go out today and be a blessing. Pray for the sick and the shut in. Pray for the people in the hospital. Pray for the nursing home. Pray for people that incarcerate. We need you. We have peace with you, God, through our Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, let us pray. Thank you for this morning. And God is good. It's good to be good. It's good to do good. In Jesus' name, we pray. My name is Minister Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. Enjoy your day. Host, are you there? Good morning.
Good morning, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away. Enjoy your day.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
Minister Brenda? I got it. Well, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call this morning. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana, welcoming each and every one of you to the call. And I'd like to thank Minister Cox for opening us up with that powerful, powerful prayer this morning. We are so glad that you were able to join us. And right now I'm going to get on in and tell you a little bit about this call. Our call was founded by Pastor P.K. Roberts and Dr. Pastor Vanessa, and we thank them for their yes to the Lord to start this wonderful call so that we could each start our day with a word from the Lord. And our scripture reference is found in Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And the website for this call where you can go and download and all of our messages since the call's inception in 2000. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. Our speakers, the bios for our speakers is also on this website. So there is a call out to anyone that would love to join us on this call to be a greeter, such as Minister Cox did so wonderfully this morning, or a host, as I am doing now. So if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this best ministry as a greeter or a host, or if God has given you a word that you would like to share with the masses, you might have a prayer request or a praise report. So please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, or our prayer general, Minister Terrell, will contact you and we would love to have you join us. What brought us together is this phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal company called Artist Life, which was originally Artist International and was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago. We have great, great products to help the world become healthier. So we thank God for artists as well. Now remember, we have our Artist Summit on May the 6th, which actually starts tomorrow, May the 5th through the 6th in Los Angeles, California. And then on May 19th and 20th in Houston, Texas. So if you have not made your arrangement and you do plan to attend, go to your back office for further information on how to register for the hotel and the conference. So the new morning motivational call is held every Monday through Friday right after this call. It is a call that has great, great leaders teaching us how to become the new leaders in artists. So that call number is 712-440-4005 and the PIN 294-617-POUND. Again, 712-770-4005 and the PIN is 294-617-POUND. So join us immediately following this call. And right now I'd like to get out the way and bring to you our speaker of this morning. And our speaker this morning, if I am correct, is none other than one of our co-founders of this call. And this woman is a phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal woman. She has a long list of accolades, which I won't go through. She is originally from Monticello, Mississippi, and she currently residing in Mississippi and has a joy retreat where she is training and uplifting there in Mississippi. She has been served in the United States Armed Forces as a pastor and a leader, bringing souls to Christ. She has traveled the world spreading God's gospel. She has a heart as big as this world and dimples so deep. We thank God for this woman. We thank God for her yes and honoring God, because without her, we would not be on this call today. So I'd like to take the opportunity now to bring this phenomenal woman, because I know that God has put a word deep down in her belly, and it's going to bless each and every one of you. So I want to get out of the way and bring her now to the forefront to give us what thus says the Lord. Pastor P.K. Roberts, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Jackie Henderson. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for that introduction, and I thank God for you and your contribution to the Master's Call family. Thank God for you this morning. I also want to acknowledge Minister Cynthia Cox, and I thank God for that wonderful tag you gave us, Peace with God Thursday. I thank God for you and what you bring to this family. I want to say to you all this morning, I love, 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 and thank God for Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, my sister in the Lord. And with this month, I'm coining it as the Mother's Appreciation Month. I want to thank God for Mother Josie Weatherspoon, spry and springy 90s plus, and still telling us exactly what to do. I thank God for her. But in addition to that, all of the other mothers who are, you are just so wonderful to have given us great daughters and who are now our sisters in Christ, who are helping us to keep this call going, provide ministry for God's people, build up the kingdom of God. I mean, without mothers, what would we have? Somebody ought to say with me, nothing, absolutely nothing. And so, glory to God, that makes our position pretty, pretty special, right? So with that being said, let us get to the word this morning. We only have a few moments, and I have something powerful, powerful to share. Almighty God, we thank you, and we just praise you today because you are so awesome. You are so magnificent. You're so wonderful, more than super fantastic. And God, we thank you for giving us the great gift of choice. So as we open up this morning with this message, we open up saying how grateful we are that you are God who knew exactly what we would need and would teach us how to use this gift. We thank you, Lord, and we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. This morning, you guys, let me tell you, I am really excited about overall the series that God has given me to teach on choice, but more specifically on the title that I just came up with today, and it is Choice, That Which Is Needed for Writing Our Story. Choice. The choices that we make, small or big, today would determine what our story will read on tomorrow. Choice. So what am I going to teach on today about choice that I have not already covered? I tell you, this part of it really kind of got me when I was studying on last night. And it's stop. When I used to be riding down a road with David, he would say, "Don't you see that stop sign? That S-T-O-P means slide tires on pavement and come to a complete halt." And so this morning, we are going to talk about stop. And there's a story in the Old Testament that really, really helps me with this message today. And it's from Exodus, the 18th chapter. And we're going to begin reading at the 13th verse. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses, yes, I am. I know some of you are very surprised that I'm reading not from the Message Bible today, but from the King James, the old King James Version, in fact. It came to pass on the morrow that Moses sat to judge the people, and the people stood by Moses from the morning until the evening. That means all day long, y'all. And when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to the people, he said, "What is this thing that thou doest to the people? Why sittest thou alone, and all these people stand with thee from morning unto evening?" And Moses said unto his father-in-law, "Because the people come unto me to inquire of God." Look how important he is. "When they have a matter, they come unto me, and I judge between one and another, and I do make them know the statutes of God and his laws." And Moses' father-in-law said unto him, "The thing that thou doest is not good, Moses. Thou wilt surely wear away both you and these people that is with thee." And when I asked myself, what did he mean by that? Moses was doing all the work. But honey, I'm telling you, I'm one who hates to stand in line. So I had to envision the lines, you all, I'm preaching while I'm teaching, reading as well. I had to envision the lines of people who were standing all day long just to get to Moses to hear a word from him. Now, we complain because when we go to doctors now, they only give us, you know, 15 minutes at the most, and you have to move on. But just think of the lines of people who were standing and waiting. Think of how tiresome it gets when we go into that hospital and we are sitting, and these folk are sitting in line and waiting in line. Think about that. So Jethro said to him, "You're wearing yourself out, and you're wearing these people out too. You know, so this is too heavy for you. Thou art not able to perform it alone. Hearken now unto my voice. Listen to what I'm saying to you, Moses. I'm going to give you some counsel. And God shall be with thee. Be thou for the people of God word, that thou mayest bring the causes unto God. So my subject this morning is just simple. Stop, stop, stop. Basically, that's what Jethro was telling. Stopping is considered whether our choices will take us in the right direction or in another direction. But sometimes we head in a direction we know is wrong. I didn't want to use that word, but it is. We head in the wrong direction, moving farther away from the story that we are going to want to be sharing in the future, wanting to tell our children or others in the future. We are headed in the wrong direction, but we don't know how to stop. You hear what I'm saying? But I'm saying to you, when this happens, we need to pause, not only to consider the consequences of what is going to happen if we don't stop traveling in the wrong direction, but also to hear what it is that God has to say to us to turn us around. And in the Word of God, when we turn, the word that's associated with that is repentance. So we need to repent for going in the wrong direction. God, turn us around. Help us to turn around so we can go in the right direction and do that thing which you are calling us to do. How about that? So there is, and then when we look at this example that Moses gave, that we see with Moses and Jethro here in Exodus, many of us can say, wow, this is applicable to us. Let's look at Moses. After successfully leading the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt, Moses became responsible for hearing all of the Israelites' problems and handing down judgment. He kept this up all day, every day, until he was absolutely worn out. I know I have done some of this myself. Because I don't know if it was because, I don't know if we do this because it makes us feel important and it builds our ego, or if we truly in our own little peanut brain feel that nobody else can do it like we can do it. Yeah, I know that's true because I used to have a saying, if I don't do it myself, it's not going to be done the way I want it done. But the truth of it is, it doesn't have to be done the way I want it done in order for God to be pleased with it. It just has to be done. And we have to know that God wants us to do and get the job done, not just in the way that we want it done, but in the way that he wants it done. And sometimes that means allowing and freeing up that responsibility so that others can help us in getting it done. Isn't that good? I know that's good. Because here is wisdom speaking. Listen to wisdom, you all. Just think back on when our parents would tell us to do certain things. Stop it. You don't need to be doing that. And we rise up in ourselves and say, they are old fogey. They don't know what they're talking about. We know what we are doing. We got this under control. But look at Moses. Man, I think he was so happy. I think he was so happy when Jethro came in and gave him another way of doing things. It reminds me of when I was working at Denny's restaurant. I had gotten my master's degree, and I could not find a job anywhere. So I talked to David about working at Denny's, and he said, no, don't want you working at Denny's. You got to drive at night. And I just really, really don't want you working there. And very seldom did he tell me no, but I wanted this job. And so I said, well, I can do it. I can drive myself. I can do this job. And so I went on, took the job at Denny's, and learned a lot there. I learned what service really, really meant. I learned that when I serve, I ask everybody for coffee. Everybody won't take coffee, but it doesn't make the coffee any less good, and it doesn't make it people who want coffee not want coffee because somebody didn't. My job was to offer everybody coffee. So that helped me with network marketing. I offer everybody my Artists International and those who want to take it and those who don't, just keep going. It does not diminish the greatness of the product at all. So you all, let me tell the story real quick. And so after a while, I wanted to quit because I was on my way home one night, and you all, I was sitting at the light, stopped light, and went to sleep. And a car behind me woke me up, and I said, God, I went to sleep. That's dangerous. Came on home, asked David, is it okay for me to quit? He said, I didn't tell you to start. I'm not going to tell you to quit. He didn't tell me to quit, so I, you know, being, I don't know, crazy, just kept on working. And my sister, my oldest sister, came down, and I was getting up to go to work, and she said, what are you doing? I said, I'm working at Dennis. And then the next morning, I came home, and I was dog tired, and she says, I don't want you to do that anymore. You are too good for that. God can't give you what he really wants when you are out of his will. You will not go back to Denny's except to tell them you aren't coming back and give them their uniform. Man, I was so happy somebody had given me permission to stop doing something stupid I was doing. You all, why is it? What is it on the inside of us that we need somebody else to tell us to stop doing what we know is plumb crazy? Moses had to know that it was not good for him to sit there all day long judging the people of God and giving counsel, being worn out, wearing the people out every day, day after day, and he couldn't stop himself. But when Jethro told him and gave him permission to stop, I'm giving you permission this morning, stop whatever foolish thing you're doing that you know is absolutely wearing you out, taking you in the wrong direction, not allowing you to write the story that you want somebody else to read in your life in the future. Stop it today. Dr. PK says, God says, it's okay to stop. Stop going down the wrong road. Turn yourself around. Repent from doing what you know is not going to bring you glory, bring goodness into your life, bring glory to God, and be of good help to others. Stop. And you say, okay, what are we going to do? Well, what you're going to do is you're going to ask for help. You're going to do what Jethro told Moses to do. Get you some good folks. Get you some folks, and I want you to ask them for help. Help me, Lord. Isn't it hard for us to ask for help? I need to look at this time and see where I am. What time is it so that I can bring this thing to a close? But Jethro told Moses to select a few capable leaders and train them. Don't just select people and then expect them to know what you want them to do. Train them to handle the disputes that he had been hearing himself all day long. And he described a system that would handle the volume of complaints without overwhelming any of the leaders. I got two more minutes. And essentially, he asked them, he told him to get people to oversee thousands, some to oversee hundreds, some 50s, and some 10s. What do we call that? Delegation 101, right? We've got to learn how to delegate. Delegation is important when you are a leader. You've got to know that your hands cannot be in everything, PK Roberts. You've got to understand that you just cannot do it all, Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. Instead of Moses taking all of that responsibility upon himself, he could now delegate his authority in a way that everyone would still be heard, leaving Moses to deal only with the most complicated and important cases, the ones his managers could not handle themselves. If he shared his responsibilities, he could make his load lighter and everyone could go home satisfied, not worn out, and not tired. I love this lesson today. Just stop it. Stop. Apparently, Moses didn't have to think twice. On the verse 28, Moses listened to his father-in-law and did not just some of what he said, but Moses did everything. In verse 24, it lets us know that Moses hearkened to the voice of his father-in-law Jethro, and he did everything that Jethro told him to do. And we need to know that, that's an important part as well. When you get advice, you don't, when God sends you advice, you don't pick this little piece out and choose to use that and the other. You use the whole thing. You eat the whole apple. You say, okay, God, this is what you said. This is what I'm going to do. Even though all of it may not make sense, but we know when God is speaking, and we should do all that God tells us to do about a specific situation. And I thank God for this. So don't miss the importance of Moses' decision. It wasn't that he did more. He really did less. The choice to stop doing something not only changed his circumstances, but also changed the whole story Moses would one day tell, and the story that we are reading today about Moses. The same is true for you. The same is true for me. God may call you to abort, abandon, or abolish something, to stop one thing that helps you live the story he wants you to tell. Many times, we must let go of what we have been holding on to so we can receive what God wants to give us. Oh, Lord, let me say that one more time, and we're going to close on that. Many times, we must let go of what we've been holding on to so we can receive what God wants to give us. I know that's true for me. What about you? Just stop today and do what God would have you to do. Back to you, my dear Minister Jackie.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for that profound word from the Lord. Let us all go to prayer. I will call you back after a few brief announcements. Thank you, Lord, for that word. That was such a great word that we can all learn from. God, I ask you to open everyone's heart to receive that word and to perform that word in their lives. I thank you, God, for Artists International bringing us all together so that we can come together each and every morning to hear your word. And we thank you for the obedience of Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon and Pastor P.K. Roberts and their yes to starting this call so that we can all be enhanced, to enhance each and every one of our lives through this prayer time. God, we ask you to watch over the bereaved families this morning. Give them peace in their hearts. God, help them to know that you are what they need at this time. You will give them the peace and joy to replace the sorrow that they are going through. God, we ask you for the sick and the shut-in to watch over their bodies, Lord Jesus. We know that you are a healer because in your word it says, by your stripes we are healed. And we are standing on that word, believing that word, and know that they shall receive total victory and healing in your name. We thank you for the TMC family. We ask your continual blood covering over our family to increase us, to make us better in this marketplace, and to be that light shining in darkness so that others might be drawn into you. We thank you, God, for this word this morning. It was such a great word. We ask that you replenish the speaker and download into her more and more. We ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen and amen. Now, to hear the playback of this powerful, powerful message, you can go to 712-432-1085. Again, that is 712-432-1085. And the PIN for that is 957-677-POUND. And immediately following this call is Testimonial Thursday on the morning motivational call. And I may have inadvertently given you the wrong number earlier, so please jot this number down. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Now, if you are having difficulty dialing in on this call, you may dial in on, if you have like Metro PC or T-Mobile, you can dial in on 857-957-1147, follow the prompts. That again is 857-957-1147, and you can dial in on the conference calls at no charge. So again, I'd like to thank Minister Cox this morning for your faithfulness to this call and greeting and seating the people and opening us up this morning with a powerful prayer. And for Pastor P.K. Roberts, we thank you for your message this morning. Stop. Hear God. And turn around to the direction God wants us to go. So we thank each and every one of you for your faithfulness to the call. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana. I am so honored to be able to host this call this morning. And I'd like to turn the call back over to Pastor P.K. Roberts at this time with our closing. Pastor P.K., are you there?
I am here. Remember, my dear sisters and brothers, that God would have us to do exactly what he has given us to do. And sometimes we must stop to get clear direction to ensure that we are going in the right direction. Oh, holy God, we pray now that your spirit will rest, rule, and abide with each one of us as we make the right choices in life on this day, understanding that the choices that we make today will determine the story that will be read in our lives on tomorrow. This is our prayer in Jesus' holy name. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and live a super fantastic life today, knowing that I love you, but God loves you best. Bye-bye.